three times in a single meditation. St. Ignatius speaks of the horror and abhorrence of sin that we should ask for from Our Lady. But now, what is the grace we ask Our Lady to give us or obtain for us from her Son? A knowledge of the world in which we are living. If an age could write these in the 16th century, and we can sure say that at the end of the 20th century. One of the most mysterious statements ever made by our Lord. I pray not, he said, I do not pray for the world. What did Jesus mean? Of course he prayed for the conversion of sinners. But the world, and I counted the number of meanings in the single Gospel of St. John, the Greek is cosmos, world in English. In teaching scripture, I counted 14 meanings of that one word. What did Jesus mean when he said, I do not pray for the world? He meant that there are people in the world who are so steeped in sin. Of course, God wants them to repent. But God also knows that some people are so deeply sunk in their sinful lives. They can still repent, but God foresees they won't. I'm talking this language especially because I know I'm speaking to the missionaries of charity. Your name is not missionaries of justice, missionaries of charity. Thank God for your name. Why don't you missionaries of charity forget that the same God who is love is also divine justice? And how we need, dear sisters, how we need to know the world so we will not be seduced by the world. I understand you have over 500 houses throughout the world. I hear you are now in some 130 countries. I understand the least number you have in one house is 4 sisters. Am I correct? You are scattered all over the globe. But let me warn you, the world in which you and I are living is a world, and I use my language carefully, a world that is hell-bent on seducing us from Jesus Christ. I know I'm speaking among you, those who are taking their final vows this month. Thank God. But do you ever need all the light and strength you can get to remain faithful?